As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Again, that's 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Got quite a panoply of very interesting emails over the weekend. You can send them there to BVLhost, just like Become Vocal Local, BVLhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via your affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Keep those postal trucks running to this small town in Missouri. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live. All the rest of the places out there that you can hear this broadcast. But again, thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You can find all of our contact information and the chat room at becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals charting record highs this morning, although there's a little bit of a pullback going on right now. Crude oil rising on a falling U.S. dollar. We'll talk about that. Libya is still a top news story, of course. You'd expect it to be. We've got a full boat of U.S. and global news for consideration. Part 5 trusts, maybe? We'll go there. Maybe not. It's Monday. We'll see where it goes. Your calls are welcome throughout the broadcast. Let's go into our market report for this morning out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, now that would be 1 hour ago. Lots happens in an hour of trading. But an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we found gold trading up $7.40 at $1,440.20 an ounce. Silver up 81 cents at $36.48. Platinum off $7 at $18.34. Palladium off a buck at $809. These are all your spot prices in the bullion market. The lows and the highs this morning in the gold spot market, $1,434.80 for a low. Wow. And $1,445.90 for a high. Reaching up and touching that 1450 line. Wow. But at any rate, at 1440.20, your gold is up year to year $306 an ounce for a 26.97% return on your investment. I hope you took advantage of that recent pullback and added to your treasure chest. I'm sure you'll be smiling as much as I am this morning. The London Gold Fix, mysteriously, $1,437. We've been above it, we've been below it, and all around it, but it's a pretty good pick. We'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned, much, much more to come.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.8thofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Monday, March the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, so you're going to go back into our market report for the benefit of all those that were away at the top of the hour news and weather break, where we find an hour ago, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold trading up $7.40 at $1,440.20 an ounce. Silver up 81 cents at $36.48. Boy, you got to like that. Platinum off $7 at $1,834. And palladium off a buck at $809 a troy ounce in the gold spot market, silver spot market. All these silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, this is all your white metals. But anyway, the London gold fix this morning, again, the price fixtures over in London. You can find it for yourself on the website, the LBMA.org, LBMA.org, and read more about that there. But they set the price at $1,437 in the morning fixing. It's been trading above and below that this morning. The SPDR gold shares, interesting, no change whatsoever for days. What's going on with the SPDR, GLD? No change at all. Just been sitting here hanging out right in the same place just about. But anyway, they're claiming to hold 1,436.43 metric tons, which would be up considerably from where it was last week. I don't know whether I got that number copied down right. Let's see what I can do if you can pull it up again. But they're claiming to hold $55.5 billion worth of gold in their treasure chest this morning. Let's see if I can get it to come in for me. We'll have to wait and come back and check it. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 88 at 12,170. The NASDAQ closed off 14 at 2785. And the S&P 500 closed down 10 at $13.21. Crude oil this morning, the big news, up $2.35, went out last evening, picked up a little bit of grocery, a little bit of diesel, and came back. I put a $20 bill into the tank of my diesel truck, and it didn't move the needle. Youch! Yeah. It was about $3.45 or something like that for diesel fuel here in southwest Missouri. But crude oil this morning is running at $106.71 for this West Texas Intermediate, a light sweet crude delivered as it is in Cushing, Oklahoma, up $2.35 this morning. Watch as that changes today. Of course, this is all impacting and resulting, you know, one way or the other. It's symbiotic. The U.S. dollar index this morning, and again, if you're not familiar with the FINEX or the U.S. dollar index, you can go up on theice.com, a great website for real-time tracking and tracing all the time. I like to go there myself. But it, again, is the USDX. It's the ICE.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, down 20 basis points this morning at 76.21, impacting the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie coming up about the same, up 22 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar in the federal foreign exchange market at $1.03, the Mexican peso up 0.09 or 9 basis points, still yet at 8 cents U.S. However, it is trading below the 12 mark in the ratio. It's 11.9875 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning up 14 basis points at $1.40. You know, we're right back to where we started in an inverse position when the euro came out. We were running about $1.40 U.S. for 70 cents or thereabouts for the euro. We flip-flopped that entirely. The British pound off 11 basis points at $1.63. The Swiss franc still strong, but down a little bit this morning, a fuzzy bit, off 4 basis points at $1.08 U.S. Not too much danger of finding parity again anytime soon with the Swiss franc. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasury 2-year bonded indebtedness is 0.71, the 10-year at 3.55, the 30-year at 4.65, and in the mortgage market, the fixed rate mortgages this morning. Yeah, I did have that wrong. Let me jump back up. I'll finish that. The 15-year mortgage this morning moves down from 4.19% a month ago to 4.14% this morning, kind of reversing that trend that we've seen in an upward direction for these fixed-rate mortgages. The 30-year moves down from 4.96% a month ago to 4.87%. And correcting my chart here and correcting my math, the SPDR gold shares this morning on the website is unchanged, as I said earlier. I don't know why I wrote this other number down or where I got it. Let's see what we got here. Went down 62. I like to keep my own records. But anyway, the SPDR gold shares, the GLD, is unchanged, and it's been that way for days, at 1,210.62 metric tons. So anyway, then the last and finally, the prime rate is at 3.25%. And gold-to-silver ratio, keep your eyes on this, unusual now, lower than I've seen it at period, at 39.50 ounces of silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold. Silver has just done phenomenally well in comparison with the gold market. Now let's jump over here. Let's go back to this one. Kind of have a real bulky laptop up here helping me out on the broadcast this morning. Here we go. AM Kitco Metals Roundup. The COMEX gold and silver prices soar on safe haven buying interest. Weaker U.S. dollar from time to time. I like to share this article that's put out by Jim Wyckoff right off the website, Kitco.com. He writes this. He says, Kitco's gold future prices are trading solidly higher Monday and have set another all-time record high. Silver futures prices are sharply higher and hit a fresh 31-year high overnight. Middle East uncertainty that includes a civil war raging in Libya, and there's a lot of dispute about what's going on in Libya. I don't know if you've been monitoring all the websites and listening to the radio over the weekend. I certainly have, and this is a real mixed bag as to whether there's actually a civil war going or not. We'll have to wait and see how it plays out. Fresh European sovereign debt concerns and a slumping U.S. dollar index are all propelling the precious metals market higher to start the new trading week. COMEX April gold last traded up $14.70 an ounce at $1,443.30. Spot gold last traded up $9.50 at $1,442.75. Of course, we're seeing higher numbers than that already. There were overnight reports that fighting between Gaddafi loyalists and opposition forces was raging near the oil fields in Libya. But once again, I think we're getting about nine tenths perception management and one tenth news out of this thing. The videos that you see, the other information that you get outside of the U.S. doesn't seem to be supporting this. I even spent a couple of hours monitoring shortwave, trying to see if I could find something live from the Middle East or the Near East, and I wasn't coming up with much on that either. It's quite quiet. This all drove crude oil prices to another fresh 2.5-year high above $106 a barrel. Not only is the overall Middle East situation and its uncertainties inviting safe haven investment demand into the precious metals market, but the soaring crude oil market is also stoking already heightened inflation concerns. Precious metal traders and other traders will continue to look to the crude oil market as a gauge of tension in the Middle East. But if we're doing that, we're not really looking at a very good gauge, are we? Libya, as I've reported last week and the week before, puts in the marketplace about 1.8, 1.9, as high as 2.1% of the European market for crude, and we're not getting nothing from Libya. So why is it driving up our prices, and why is it driving up gold here? Well, I don't know. We'll pick it all up right there. Pick it up with the economic calendar after this word from our sponsors.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And certainly throughout the broadcast, there's an active chat room open and available for you. Become vocallocal.com. Just go in there and click on the link, and you can either come in anonymously or pick a funny name or a fun name and just join the conversation. Always lots of links being dropped in there. It's like having two broadcasts running simultaneously. So I do encourage you to do that. Lots of good people in there this morning. Looking at the economy calendar for this morning, we're not seeing much happening at all. We'll be seeing consumer credit report out this afternoon at about 3. Tomorrow we'll hear about the store reports, and other than that, not much happening on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have the mortgage bankers purchase applications coming out. That'll be interesting. The petroleum status will be out on Wednesday as well. I guess the big news will be the jobless claims again on Thursday, as they do. International trade, the natural gas report will be out, the treasury budget, and so on. And we'll end up the week on Friday with business inventories and some other related material. Let's jump into our news a little bit further here this morning. There's a lot of stuff on the browser, multiple browsers open. Of course, like I said, in the chat room, there's lots of great articles coming in there, too. And lots of ways of looking at things. You know, to think that the Pope of Rome would be able to exonerate the Jews for the death of Christ, is, you know, I mean, that really pushes the margin envelope, doesn't it? Yeah, the vicar of Christ on earth has taken the place of God, I guess. I don't know what you could ever make out of that. But let's talk about jewelry just for a moment. LVMH aims to acquire a Bulgari after agreeing to buy a family stake. This is by Andrew Roberts, no relation, and Marco Bertocchi, March the 7th. New news from Bloomberg. The LVMH, the Moet, Hennessy, Louis Vuitton, oh brother, plans to acquire Bulgaria SP, Bull, you can find it on the website, Bull, for about $3.7 billion, or billion euros, or $5.2 billion, to add the world's third largest jeweler in what would be its biggest acquisition in at least a decade. You know, you don't think about jewelry stores and jewelers and all that as being these, you know, multi-billion dollar transnationals. But boy, you know, you only have to walk around town one time on Valentine's Day to know that they're really in the market. The largest luxury goods company agreed to purchase the Bulgari family's 50.4% stake for 1.87 billion euros in stock, and then will make a tender offer for the rest, in other words, cash, according to a joint statement distributed by the Italian exchange today. The acquisition represents a 61% premium to Bulgari's March the 4th closing. Now, you might have one of these watches on your wrist, especially if you work at Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase. But, you know, none of us, frankly, listening this morning could afford these timepieces. He's buying the maker of the $18,900 Sotirio Bulgari retrograde date automatic watches as the Rome-based company's sales growth trails larger rivals, including CIE, Financiera Richemont S.A. Bulgaria is adding lower-priced items and high-end watches as demand rebounds after the recession. So I guess we, all of the money that we paid into the bankers, all the trillions and trillions, it won't go for naught. They'll be wearing $18,900 wristwatches as everybody else goes out to Walmart and gets a 995 Casio that lasts for 30 years, keeps perfect time, and you never have to change the battery. Oil at 110 may trigger economic pain. Chief executives weathered at $100. All right. Interesting article being written by Will Daly for Bloomberg, March the 6th. A recovering economy helps U.S. chief executive officers weather crude surge past the $100 mark. At $110 a barrel, the pain would start to kick in. Now, of course, for those of you that have been monitoring Lindsey Williams' recent broadcast, he's talking about, you know, this guy, the successor, I guess, to his The Elite, Ken Frahm. They're talking about, you know, what the idea is they're going to drive up the price of oil so high that people will clamor for American exploration. Then they'll come in and do American exploration here and pay in the higher truck on the price, withdraw a little bit out of OPEC. We'll see whether that happens. But we can certainly see an article like this as part of the meme floating this new idea out as we wonder and watch as the price of oil goes up. Yet, supply in the United States and elsewhere is completely depressed, and we seem to be having an over-surplus at every storage bin in America. As oil traded at a 29-month high last week on concern, not buying demand, on concern. This is hankering. This is speculation at its finest. As oil traded at a 29-month high last week on concern, that violence in Libya would further crimp Middle Eastern supplies. Well, read all the articles about Gaddafi and read all the stuff over there. There's just been a minor, you know, diminution in the amount of oil that's being exported from there. And again, it's, you know, it's such a small portion of the global oil production that it's really insignificant. Anytime something like oil goes up dramatically overnight, it becomes very hard to adequately plan. Said Samuel Allen, 57-year-old chairman of and CEO of John Deere and Company. Deere and Company. This particular article reads like an IPO release. All right, it gives you all the stock exchange, you know, stuff so that you can go in and buy stocks. That's the way it is a lot of times on Bloomberg. The world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. Quote: It has caused us to be more careful or cautious in watching the outlook. But we still have to move forward with all of our plans. Right? So what we might be seeing here is just an artificial, you know, speculator-driven blip in the oil, and it may settle back down. This is the feeling I'm getting out of this article. I've read it all the way through this morning. Corporate assumptions would have to start changing when oil reaches 110. So there's a technical resistance point here where it gets to 110, you know, then we might start to see other things happening. But as it is right now, this is a very telling quote. As long as consumers are willing to pay up a little more. Is there any end to the willingness of the American consumer to pay up just a little more? And just a little more. Just another 2 or 3%. Just another 5 or 10%. After all, we're doing it for the children this time. We're doing it for the Libyans this time. You know, we're helping out the world. So just another, as long as American consumers are willing to pay up a little more, there really isn't going to be any significant impact. I would say as long as we're held over the barrel, having our stovepipes reamed by OPEC, there ain't going to be no more change. All right? We need to do something about this situation, and I'd like to see it done in this decade, if it's at all possible. Here's another quote. But we're pretty quickly running out of time there with oil through the $100 a barrel. We're getting to levels where we have to think about taking our forecast lower. And you know who's going to wind up taking it in the shorts for this. Not only are you going to pay more for it at the gas pump, but what they're going to talk about in this article, which you can find on Bloomberg, is that now they're going to start readjusting their pricing schedules for everything else and passing through the higher price of gasoline and diesel to you, the consumer. Consumer companies, as manufacturers such as Deere assesses how prices may affect business, consumer companies are already adapting. U.S. airlines have enacted 6 broad fare increases in 2011. General Motors is tightening the stock of autos. Now, what is it doing when it tightens the stock of autos? That means it's making fewer cars. That means more people are unemployed, which exacerbates the problem all the more. They don't have any money in their pocket. They can't fill up their gas tank with gasoline or diesel. They don't buy. The demand falls. The price is still rising. Wow.
Edge Talk Radio. Online. Worldwide. at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Extend your life with Extend Advice.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this story again, you know, really it touches on the heart of the issue insofar as that, you know, there's no conscionable, no reasonable, you know, excuse for having oil, you know, natural gas and petroleum products at this kind of price. In no way at all, you know. And then remember also that Gaddafi had nationalized, if from the things I've read is correct, I don't know, I don't live there, had nationalized their oil years ago, and the people there, just like in Alaska, got to get a subsidy check to help augment their income off of this abiotic, naturally reproducing oil that's being sold around the world in the marketplace. And so, you know, there's if we were to tap into the oil that we have, of course, you'd have to check again with Dr. Truot, I guess it is. You know, he's got a lot of valid things, it sounds like, about the fracking and getting the natural gas, whatnot. But if we can get our oil out of either the North Slope or out of Alaska or the other places all around, even offshore where we can get oil, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to not only reduce the price of oil back down into 35, 40 cent a gallon basis, but perhaps even pass through subsidies to people that, you know, all the people in the country on a pro rata basis or something. You turn in your gas receipts and you get a check back for however, you know, whatever. But again, here's a quote. We worry about $100 oil all the time, Vice Chairman Stephen Grisky said. Grisky, this is a GM guy, all right? We worry about $100 oil at a time. What, you lion sack of spare tire parts. You worry about $100 oil all the time. these guys have had, you know, in my life, I bought a 1978 Honda Civic, new off the lot, in 1978, obviously. And that little automobile, the four-cylinder transverse axle front engine, front-wheel drive, that little Hummer would go over 30 miles to the gallon on any day of the week. Four people in it with luggage riding around. And those things look like little roller skates, remember? Little hatchbacks. Four people in there, including, you know, a baby in there, driving around the United States. You know, we were knocking down 35 and 40 miles to the gallon on the interstates out in the flats. Right? And I was looking in the newspaper just this last week, and here locally, and they're talking about 30. Wow, you can get 31 miles to the gallon in a Ford Fusion. What the hell are we doing? Sliding down the hill backwards? We worry about $100 oil all the time, Vice Chairman Stephen Gursky said. Apparently not enough to get on the drawing boards and produce an automobile engine in this country that gets 75, 85, 90, 100 miles to the gallon. I think that's all the technologies out there. But then he continues and says this, quote, we're wargaming that all the time. Part of the strategy is to keep inventories low. So they're more concerned about restricting production and sale of automobiles than they are about solving the problem. This is the problem that we've got. We have a Congress bought and sold by the Rockefeller oil interests. We got automobile interests now that are bought and sold through Congress by, you know, buying their shares and bailing them out. We're heading in the wrong direction here. It's time for, you know, to reset the sail and grab hold of that rudder, turn things around. GM's supply of 517,000 vehicles at the end of February represented about 2.5 months of deliveries. Right? They're built out 2.5 months forward. Think about it from the standpoint of how much real estate is out there, how many houses are out there that were months and months and months ahead. They've just about built everything they can to an economy that's not responding because the people don't have enough money or the confidence to get involved in the game. These are all things that are coming on us and at us. I'll let that article go. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. It's quite revealing. It's a lengthy article. It tells you all the ins and outs of the energy research and the other people that are involved in this. But it never really comes to a solution. All right? They're just putting band-aids on this sucking chest wound of the body politic, refusing to address the real issues. ING plans to repay $2.8 billion of state aid at 50% premium. Where did our money go? Everybody that went up and looked at that Excel chart that the Federal Reserve posted on their website saw that the bailout money went all over the planet. Went to all kinds of banks. Well, here's a bank. Probably got bailed out. Martin van der Star writing this March the 7th for Bloomberg. ING Group, NV, Inga, the biggest Dutch financial services. Good morning, Saul, in the chat room. Had a good chat with Saul on his broadcast over on Orion Broadcasting Network on Sunday. Talked about time and all kinds of great and incredible philosophically radical concepts. But anyway, he's over there listening in Holland this morning, the Dutchman. Anyway, the biggest Dutch financial services company plans to repay 2 billion euros or $2.8 billion U.S. of state aid in May at a 50% premium. Wow. ING will fund this repurchase from retained earnings. The Amsterdam-based bank and insurer said today the company plans to buy back the core T1 securities sold to the state at the next coupon reset date on May the 13th, it said ING received 10 billion euros of state aid in 2008 and also transferred the risk on 21.6 billion euro of U.S. mortgage assets. Wow. The Netherlands buying our toxic mortgage debt. Interesting, I thought. You might enjoy that one. It's a lengthy story as well, but there's more in it. We'll just let it go and go to the next one. Gaddafi escalates the war against the rebels as Libyan conflict deepens. Everybody heard about all the thousands of people that were supposedly dying because of air strafings and their jets are coming. Well, man, I don't know about you, but I've been back up browsing around 100 different ways this Sunday with every Boolean search code I can come up with. And I still don't have a single photo to verify that story. I think we're getting gassed here, folks. Ola Galal and Ala Shahini and Dalia Khalaf or Khalaf writing this for Bloomberg. I don't know how much they got paid for the article. Libyan troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi, used artillery and helicopter gunships in their efforts to block the rebels' advance west from the oil hub of Ras Lanuf toward the leader's hometown of Sirte. They've got a photograph here. You can find it on Bloomberg. Libyan rebels flee. This is the caption. Libyan rebels flee while battling government forces on the front line. Well, they've got something that looks like it could just be, you know, some kind of a smoke grenade going on this on a, the edge of a street, and there's two guys that are like bent over, you know, as if they, you know, are gassed or something. And you look out behind them, and they're out in the middle of the boondocks, okay? The Libyan rebels. How do you know these guys are rebels? They're both dressed in street clothes, all right? It's, no, it doesn't look like a, you know, a conflict zone here, you know, like, I don't know. I think we're getting gas, folks. Rebel fighters withdrew from Bin Jawad, 110 miles east of Sirte, after battling reinforced pro-Gaddafi troops, said Khalid El Saleh. Anybody gone up and looked on Wikipedia and checked out the article? All right. Who the heck, what's going down with this Mediterranean Union? Maybe Vicki Davis knows. Let's go and find out. Say good morning to Vicki. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will.
What's up with this Mediterranean Union? Have you found anything more about that?
No, not the Mediterranean Union, but in general, regionalization. The regions are managed through the State Department, through the international system. So I think that's why they're trying to get all areas of the world involved in regional unions.
Absolutely.
So that they can be managed.
You got your browser there. Maybe you could take another, to open a tab and just type in Mediterranean Union Wiki.
Okay, you got to spell Mediterranean for me.
It's two R's. Mediterranean.
No, that's Mediterranean.
Correct, I believe.
That can't be right.
Very close.
That can't be right.
Well, it's close.
E-A-N.
Yeah, just go, and then Union, and then go Wiki, and it'll pop right up. Very
good. Well, anyway, the reason why I called is I had a revelation this morning.
Outstanding.
I'm writing something, and I wanted to include information about the Dubai Ports deal. You remember the Dubai Ports deal, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, Dubai, I found a website called DubaiCity.com, and it's about Dubai City.
Yep.
And guess what? They are a free trade zone.
are you surprised?
No, as a matter of fact. And so they have a section on there about the customs. And boom, it came to me. That's what this whole global trading system thing is about. Anything that is produced domestically and consumed domestically, the global gangster bankers don't get a cut of. They don't get a piece of the action. They only get a piece of the action if it goes through one of these zones and they collect customs duties.
Hold it right there. We'll be right back. Fascinating.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so understanding what is Dubai Ports, of course, that's Dubai Ports World, and then we've got Abu Dhabi and Dubai. We've got the Golden Triangle between London, Dubai, and New York City. You've got the idea of these exclusive enterprise zones. You've got so much going on, but your revelation in regards to commerce, this is the difference between interstate and intrastate commerce between the member states of the United Nations, right?
Well, what they're trying to do is to create think customs union, because that's really what this is. It's a global cartel, a mafia. And the reason why they did they defined inland ports in the United States is so that they could set up these international zones for that are customs zones.
Correct.
You see, if they have these, now this is what I call the Trojan Triangles. If they have these zones in all areas in the world, they have total control of commerce throughout the world.
Right.
I mean, it is total global control. So I think, you know, even though they're calling it the North American Union and the African Union, the Mediterranean Union, these are customs unions.
Correct.
And right. it's a global mafia.
Well,
that is running this,
I generally don't drink scotch before 10, but you might prompt me to start. You're right. I mean, this is what it's all about. In all of these regions, they're not independent like in a sovereign region or anything like that. These are all come under the main global head. This is the globalist process the GIS, GPS, interdependent, interoperable global system. And it's just like the 10 FEMA regions or all of the bishoprics around the world, all of the dioceses around the world. Same sort of a process. You still got the Pope. He's up there. But all these little bits have their own cardinals.
He's got his own little international zone.
Exactly. Yeah, him yeah. too. Him too.
Right. Okay, now though, they've used the systems. They've, you know, globally they've defined port security as, you know, because of 9/11. There is a definition for port security, and it includes surveillance and includes health and all the rest of that stuff. And so the fusion centers, which are going to be the command and control centers for surveillance of the area, those are port security.
That's a good connection. Yeah.
Yeah, so this mafia, this customs union mafia that is going on, they are going to have their outposts that are the fusion centers for surveillance all over the world.
Now, have you by any chance gone up to Catherine Bleich's work or Texans for Accountability of Government tag with John Bush and checked to see whether or not the fusion centers that she visited, whether they are distinct and each in their own union area?
They're every place where you would have a port city, and a port city is any place where there is a transportation hub.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, the 1991 ICE-T legislation defined our transportation system as an intermodal system. Intermodal is where two transportation types come together,
yeah.
Trains and planes, trucks and trains, trucks and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what the fusion centers are about, and that is a global system as well.
Yes. And from the email that I sent you a while back when you were writing your primary article, one of the things that I had omitted was this idea of intermodal as part of the mini land bridge system. When container cargo ships come into Puget Sound and offload there, in Seattle, they are involved in an intermodal connection right there because they're offloading from the sea onto these dunnage, the cargo containers. They are then loaded onto directly either onto a train car or a flatbed truck with a special bed. So that's an intermodal hub right there, part of the mini land bridge.
Yeah, and Boise, Idaho, the reason they qualify is because of the airport. Mm-hmm. And they can get a designation of port city. Once they get the designation of port city, then they can form a private organization that then becomes a port, and they can form a port district.
Right.
And the New York Port Authority is a port district, covers 1,500 square miles. It was authorized by Congress in 1921. So this whole strategy of the customs districts, the port districts, the international zones, has been going on for a very long time, and they are really close to the end game. And once they get this, they've got total control, total surveillance, total economic control of the world, of everything.
Well, they control all of commerce, and so certainly if nothing can move in commerce but what it passes through their commerce gate or their toll gate or their intermodal hub, absolutely, you know, at what point would you buy and sell if you can't deal with that, you know? The idea of going back to the land, you know, trying to get people to keep from being able to grow their own groceries of any kind, whether it be garden truck or whether it be eggs and chickens and hens and beef and cows and sheep, all that is getting shut off through the Codex Alimentarius, the food safety bill, and all the stuff that we've talked about in the past. But yeah, that's a good point.
Right. And all of that harmonization is because of customs. They have to have a standardized definition for everything moving through the zones. I found that too. So the whole, I mean, I've got, you know, this whole big picture is coming together. It all revolves around customs.
Well, look at the, you know, when you go from the United States to Canada, for instance, or the United States to Mexico, even this meeting, and I'll talk about it in a moment with Calderon and the usurper, you know, they're talking about having ports of entry, more of them, or better access at the ports of entry, that whole system. But when you go across the Canadian border, as I remember many times in my past, you know, you were in basically a multi-state zone. You have the U.S. side and the Canadian side, and they're pretty much the same. And in that zone, you are at the mercy of the customs people because you neither go or leave unless they allow it.
That's right. And so if all commerce has to go through a zone, that's why they won't let us exploit any of our own resources. Because if anything that's produced domestically and consumed domestically, these gangsters don't get a cut of the action.
That's a really important point. That is a good point. Now, I'm starting to really get the light just came on in my head. Absolutely. If we have to import our oil from, let's say, from Brazil, and Brazil is dependent upon oil exports from the U.S., or you make a triangle out of it, you know, absolutely. You know, so everybody has to pay their toll. They have to exchange their money. Everybody has to get on currency controls, et cetera. Yeah, I see all that. That's a really good observation.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Okay. All right. That's all I have for today.
All right. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Vicki. Always glad to hear from Vicki Davis. At channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com. Vicki Davis always brings in some good information. A couple of other pieces of information that got dropped in to my Skype box. One of them is from a website, Semide EMWIS. Okay? It's the Euro-Mediterranean Information System on Know-How in the Water Sector. The Water Sector, interesting. Here, and they're talking about a union for the Mediterranean, the establishment of the Union for the Mediterranean, an intergovernmental institution which provides a new political institutional framework for the Euro-Mediterranean relations, was announced at the Paris Summit. Gosh, this printing is small. I'm reading it across the room almost as I am. At the Paris Summit of Heads of State and Government on the 13th of July of 2008. So there's going to be more to that right after these words. Top of the hour. We'll be back for hour number two. Your calls are welcome.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, March the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. In the first hour, went through a variety of news, a little bit of stuff here and there. Got a call from Vicki Davis. Some information that she's working on putting together is regards to these custom zones and all these various international ports of entry, our international airports, the intermodal systems. Lots of stuff going on there, but an interesting revelation indeed when you think about it from the standpoint of why we cannot import, why we cannot use our own oil, why we have to export all the oil that's brought out of the North Slope to Japan, and then turn around and buy our oil back from somebody else. What an insane proposal. But again, an article off the Skype here, Mediterranean Union, and I thank goodness that I remembered about this zoom-in feature on the computer. I'm completely illiterate when it comes to the computers. I have to rely on my German Shepherd. The Union for the Mediterranean, the establishment of the Union for the Mediterranean, an intergovernmental institution which provides a new political institutional framework for the Euro-Mediterranean relations, again announced at the Paris Summit of Heads of State and Government on the 13th of July, 2008. Why don't we bring all this out? Well, if you go again to the Union for the Mediterranean and look at that site on Wikipedia, Union for the Mediterranean, Mediterranean, you'll see a map over on the right-hand side there that basically shows you all of the countries that are in turmoil. Doesn't that pique your interest? These spontaneous youth revolutions, the Twitter brigades, right? Yeah. Well, read all the fine print. That's a lengthy article, The Union for the Mediterranean. I think it'll give us a better understanding of what's going down when we look at an article like this one right here off Bloomberg. Again, Gaddafi escalates the war against rebels as Libyan conflict deepens. Feel like you're getting zoomed? I do. Clashes during the past 2 days have become more deadly as the rebels moved along the Libyan coast toward Tripoli, and government troops escalated their effort to retake Misrata and Zawiya. Oh, sounds like a fundamentalist church. Opposition held cities near the capital. Oil rose for a second day and has surged more than 25% since the start of the conflict. Well, you can see who's going to profit here. Not you, not I. Government troops with air support were seen today heading toward the oil port of Ras Lanuf on the Gulf of Sidra, seized by the rebels on March the 5th, Al Arabiya reported. The town has a tanker terminal that exports about 200,000 barrels of oil a day. Now, that's not very many. It also contains Libya's biggest refinery with a capacity of about 220,000 barrels a day. It's not very much. More than half the country's total output. So why are the oil prices going up all over the planet? All right. Wow. Misrata fighting. Opposition forces drove pro-government troops back to the outskirts of Misrata late yesterday, Abu Mawad, a resident, said by phone. Of course, these residents saying by phone have so far proven to be a little bit deceptive. Some of the calls that are coming into mainstream media make you want to scratch your head. You know, if you were to pick up your telephone right now and call in and try and get on CNN and be right on the main news and be dressed right straight through the switchboard and put on the air without any screening and background, you think you could do it? Well, I guess if you're calling from a cell phone someplace in the Near East, they'll let you come right on air. And they make a lot of hay about that. General Abdul Fattah Yunis, who resigned as the interior minister on February the 23rd to join the opposition, said the Al-Arabiya that the rebels control 90% of the country and that Gaddafi's regime will fall in 3 days. Well, put it up on your tote board and mark it on your calendars. 3 days and gone. Let's see if they're right.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Spend your life with Extendovite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, March the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Lots of stuff going on in the news this morning. Certainly there is much to discuss as to regards to what's going down in the Middle East. But the deeper you look into this thing, the less plausible it becomes. There are just too many actors, too many players that are going on, you know. What's happening with Gaddafi's son? You know, he palsy-walsy with Nat Rothschild, you know? What is it about the way that Gaddafi runs his world over there that it's really pissing off the globalists? I mean, you know, they tried to kill him once and whacked his daughter, you know, the stories go. An unusual kind of a thing. I'm trying to get my browser to open here. Let's see if we can get anything to come back up and open for me because it's really starting to tick me off. Now, all these unresponsive scripts that come in, these things. Let's see if we can come up with something. All right, we'll just stop that script. That's the thing to do. But while we're waiting for the browsers to load up here, I want to talk about an article that we've opened, really. It was off of Bloomberg, and it was important enough to mention then. It's important enough to mention now. There's an absolute, you know, exodus, if you will, of Chinese nationals out of Libya. You know, the Bloomberg website reported in the early article that as many as 30,000 people were being hauled out of there. The question I have is, if not 30,000, and this article that I'm waiting to have it load, if it doesn't, I'm just going to go past it, but it's claiming that there's some 35,000 and change coming out of there. The big question in my mind is not so much how many of these Chinese nationals are coming out of Libya, but what were they doing in Libya? What kind of employment were they working on there? You know, this is a place where people have money. The Libyans have money. They have a pretty nice lifestyle, apparently. This isn't, you know, some of this downtrodden, you know, send us your downtrodden, you're poor, you're ignorant, and all that. Not at all. You don't see people, you know, dressed in rags and stuff in this in these countries over here. They're dressed in street attire. They don't look like field hands. They're, you know, pretty much moving and grooving. They're using cell phones and iPads and all this other stuff. This thing just doesn't want to load here. It's just taking its own sweet time. So we'll just pass it and say goodbye to that. That's it. Anyway, let's go back over and talk about the article. This thing is not going to load for me. But that's the gist of the article. All right? And it was a good one. And I thank you, the listeners, for sending in this kind of research, because it helps to build a better understanding for me. I can't be everywhere at all times, and I'm not as good on the Internet as some of you are browsing information up. But just what were these Chinese nationals doing in that volume in Libya? Were they working in executive situations? Are they landholders? All right. What were they actually doing? Dropping down a little bit more in this article. More than 150,000 people, most of them foreign workers, have fled Libya to neighboring Egypt and Tunisia. Now, this is another one of those stories. People are still waiting to find those 150,000 people showing up someplace. Makes for good PR, makes for good journalism if you're a propagandist. But let's see where those 150,000 people showed up. The UN Refugee Agency said on March, of course, the United Nations is in bed with the other NATO countries, and they're going to try and impose sanctions on Libya. You know, so what's up with all of this stuff? Its three members are, let's see, we don't need to worry about that. The U.S., the U.K., and France said they were sending aircraft to deliver humanitarian aid. Again, whenever the United States tells you that they're going to send humanitarian aid, you should cringe. Look what they did to Haiti, all right? They brought all this humanitarian aid down there, but it was all of the concrete and the steel necessary to build their military operations, and to hell with those, you know, those little people. They're still waiting for the little tin shacks to be put back together again. The Libyan revolt is the bloodiest in a wave of popular uprisings in the Middle East in the past 2 months that have toppled Tunisia's former leader Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. It continues, talks about Bahrain and the other places, all right, in Yemen. And so there's more to understand in this story, and I think that we're on information deficit here, all right? Going to have to go and find other sources besides Al Jazeera and the mainstream news. I don't think we're getting anywhere near an accurate story about what's going down. There's lots of geopolitical stuff, and I think it absolutely does have something to do with the establishment of this union for the Mediterranean. You know, you can look in the background on that. You can find it on Wiki. You know, Soros, I believe, if my memory serves me right, is involved in that. Maurice Strong's involved in that. The Club of Rome is involved with that. You know, when those players are in the game, you know, watch as the little chess pieces move around, because somebody's going to be calling the shots, and it's not going to be the guy on the street. This isn't going to be some kind of a Twitter revolution. Don't forget this Albert Einstein institution and this guy that is, you know, a professional at stirring up agitation wherever he's needed. So, again, we're waiting for the browsers to settle down in here and do their thing. Sometimes we get you know, just an unbelievable. I've got some kind of worms in this particular laptop. As soon as I can save up enough money, I'll have a one of those flat plate things for my high-speed computer right in here in the studio, and I'll move that other computer in here and play around with it a little bit better, as it is, I have to work with this laptop as my second in the studio, and it's very bulky some days. It's really being bulky this morning. Here we go. Bond's show, Why Boner, saying we're broke is a figure of speech. Now, we all use this figure of speech. This is part of our language, where we box ourselves in with language. We slay ourselves with our own language. But Bond's show, Why Boner, is saying why we're broke is a figure of speech. David J. Lynch, March the 6th, article for Bloomberg. I don't think this article is convincing. You can listen to it and see if it's convincing you. House Speaker John Boner routinely offers this diagnosis of the U.S. fiscal condition. We're broke, broke going on bankrupt, close quote. He said in a February 28th speech in Nashville, the Boner, and this is the Speaker Boner, the Speaker's Boner, Boner's assessment dominates a debate over the federal budget that could lead to a government shutdown. It's a widely shared view with just one flaw, semicolon, it's wrong. All right, so the author says it's wrong. All right, we're not broke. The U.S. government, here's a quote, is not broke, said Mark Chandler, global head of currency strategy for Brown Brothers Harriman. Now, listeners, if you were paying attention when we were going through Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes, you know that we brought in this, the creation of this consortium here, this Brown Brothers Harriman, Brown Brothers, Kellogg, Root, and all those guys, they're all in this together. Brown Brothers and Root, Brown Brothers Harriman and Company in New York, quote, there's no evidence that the market is treating the U.S. government like it's broke. There's no evidence that the market is treating the U.S. government like it's broke. The U.S. today is able to borrow at historically low interest rates, paying 0.68% on a two-year note that it had to offer at 5.1% before the financial crisis began in 2007. Financial products that pay off if Uncle Sam defaults aren't attracting unusual investor demand. And tax revenue, as a percentage of the economy, is at a 60-year low. Tell you why that 60-year low is important right after these words. Stay tuned.
The Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, looking at this article off the Bloomberg website, why do we always go there, you know, with all the websites there are out there? Well, it is pretty much the heart of New York City, all right? And with Michael Bloomberg at the helm, this is even more important of a website for this time period. And I've heard from numerous sources that he has, at least in the past, if not still, has intention of throwing his hat in the ring for a presidential bid, if not this go around next. But again, bonds show why boners saying we are broke is a figure of speech. All right. And then we come into the text of the document here and we find that and tax revenue as a percentage of the economy is at a 60-year low. There might be a couple of reasons why the tax revenue is at a 60-year low. But one thing is really important is what the author says next, meaning if the government needs to raise cash and can summon the political will, it could do so. What does he mean? It means they're not done bleeding the turnip yet, folks. If they can get another drop of blood out of the host, these parasites will go for it. All right? And they're going to need to summon the political will to do it. They need to stop there or stay their shaking and trembling hand, and they need to plunge the dagger into the heart of the American people. Can they find the political will to do it? Maybe. To be sure, the U.S. confronts long-term fiscal dangers, period. Over the past 2 years, federal debt measured against total economic output has increased by more than 50%, while the White House projects annual budget deficits continuing indefinitely. They're broke. And it ain't no joke. They got no cure in sight, an ever-escalating spiral of debt. If an American family, here's a quote, is spending more money than they're making year after year, they're broke, said Michael Steele, a spokesman for Boner. $1.6 trillion deficit? A person, company, or nation would be defined as broke if it couldn't pay its bills. And that is not the case with the U.S. despite an annual budget deficit expected to reach $1.6 trillion this year. The government meets to continue its financial obligations, and investors say there is little concern that will change. This isn't propaganda. Ivy Leadbetter Lee never worked for the Rockefellers. Still, a rhetorical drumbeat has spread that the U.S. is tapped out. Republicans, including Representative Ron Paul of Texas, chairman of the House Domestic Monetary Policy Subcommittee, and Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly, have labeled the U.S. broke in recent days. Chris Christie, Republican governor of New York, said in a speech last month that the Medicare program is going bankrupt. It's going to bankrupt us, quote. Julian Robertson, chairman of Tiger Management LLC in New York, told the Australian newspaper March the 2nd, quote, we're broke, we're broker than all get out, close quote. A similar claim was even made February the 28th by comedian Jon Stewart, the host of The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Got to throw that in. Who cares what a comic has to say. Cost of insuring the debt. Financial markets dispute the political world's conclusion. The cost of insuring for 5 years a national $10 million in U.S. government debt is $45,830 less than half the cost in February. Somebody's writing an insurance policy on our debt. Insurance policies are never written for free, by the way. At the height of the financial crisis, according to data provider CMA Data, I wonder if AIG is underwriting our debt, and then we'll bail them out again, too. That makes U.S. government debt the fifth safest of 156 countries rated and less likely to suffer default than any major economy, including every member of the G20. The fifth safest of 156 countries rated. We might say that they're all on a fiat monetary system, too. Creditors regard Venezuela, Greece, and Argentina as the three riskiest countries. You know, throw in the worst. Buying credit default insurance on a notional $10 million of those nations' debts costs $1.2 million and $665,000, respectively. Quote, I think it's very misleading to call a country broke, said Nariman Baravesh, chief economist for IHS Global Insight in Lexington, Massachusetts. We're certainly not bankrupt like Greece. The serpent said to Eve, surely it will not kill you. Surely you shall not die. Those serpents. Be careful, folks. CMA prices for credit insurance show that global investors consider it more likely than France, Japan, China, the United Kingdom, Austria, or Germany will default than the U.S. Well, they might all go down together. Always got to talk to PIMCO, you know, Andrew's balls. PIMCO, Andrew Balls, PIMCO managing director, told reporters February the 28th in London that the chances the U.S. would not meet its obligations were vanishingly small. Wow. Too bad we can't get the consumers to have the same kind of confidence as some of these financiers does. You have the reserve currency. Here's the opus now. You have the reserve currency, quote unquote, Magnus said. George Magnus, he's a senior economic advisor for UBS Investment Bank in London. He says the U.S. dollar status as the global economy's unit of account means the U.S. can't go broke. Okay, you heard it here. You have the reserve currency, Magnus said. You can print as much as you need, so there's no question all debts will be repaid. I would suggest you might visit with Alfred Addis' blog, addis@wordpress.com, and listen and read some of the things that he has discussed as regards this. A debt that cannot be paid will not be repaid. All right? A debt that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. And we know, all of us out there that have gotten Aaron Rousseau's DVD series and looked at those sort of things and read Creature of Jekyll Island and the writings of so many others, we know. You know, Lee Rogers' Power of the Purse video, get a copy today. We know that you cannot pay a debt with a fiat dollar. All you can do with them is discharge a debt. We had the authors on, Robert Rowan, Ronald P. McDonald. They own it all, including you, by means of toxic currencies. This is carries a lien of hypothecation hidden inside every one of those little pieces of paper. They have a toxic slime on them. Even if we do hold the keys to the printing press, and even if we run the printing press day in and day out and day in and day out, all they are promises to pay. Promises to pay. Backed up with the full faith and credit of the United States. Our land being held collateral. Did you catch Hal Anthony's broadcast on Sunday? Excellent first hour there. You might go back and check it out. It's in the archives on Oracle, behind the woodshed with Hal Anthony. Our mining lands are under attack. Property is under attack. But it's under attack by in many fronts. This one, Obama, Calderon, tensions ease after U.S. pledges to help fight on drugs. The war on drugs, the war on terrorism. The insanity never ends. Jen's Eric Gould, that'd be what, Jay Gould? A distant kin, maybe. Nicholas Johnston, March 3rd, 2011. Mexican President Felipe Calderon praised U.S. President Barack Obama yesterday after he pledged more help in the fight against drug traffickers, signaling an easing of tension between the two countries. Give us a break. An easing of tensions? I wonder what they did. Go to the hot tub after this meeting. Obama is offering, quote, renewed cooperation and doing more than any previous U.S. president to help Mexico. will make you feel good. Even more than Bush? Even more than the shrub? Even more than the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement? Oh, Barry! What a good boy. Follow instructions well. Pick it up right there with more of this insanity after these words from our sponsors.
Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Hey, we got a bunch more articles on the browser here, so I'm not going to belabor this too much longer. But, you know, yesterday's bilateral White House meeting may help reduce friction that was building between the two governments, said Andrew Saley, or Silly, director of the Mexico Institute at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. Boy, making the world safe for democracy. Mexico has complained that the U.S. has been doing too little to slow the demand for illegal drugs or stop arms trafficking as drug-related violence and killing soared in Mexico. Why don't you get your creeps out of our national forest there, Calderoni? Calderon's tone has been one of frustration for the past few weeks, Sally said in a telephone interview. The meeting helped the leaders to reconnect on a common strategy. Nowhere in this article did they mention the international migration and development agenda. This is the open door to global migration. This is the serfs moving from green pasture to green pasture, looking for a place to eat, a little bit of grass, maybe lie down and get a little drink of fresh water. All right? The amount of money that's sent from the United States to Mexico in the form of remittances is staggering. As high up in their GDP as anything that we're producing in America, including Lazy Boy recliners and Budweiser beer. Again, Calderon's tone has been one of frustration for the past weeks. The meeting helped the leaders to reconnect on a common strategy. Ever heard of common purpose? How about common cause? How about communitarianism? The two leaders said they agreed on a plan to resolve a long-standing dispute over allowing... Now here's their meat and potatoes hidden in here. Recall Vicki Davis's website, channelingreality.com. Talk about intermodal. Talk about these customs, ports of entry, these international zones, all right? The two leaders said they agreed on a plan to resolve a long-standing dispute. Remember, for Texans for Accountable Government, what was it, TURF, Texas TURF? What was that beautiful woman's name? What was her name? Interviewed her here. Anyway, the two leaders said they agreed on a plan to resolve a long-standing dispute over allowing Mexican trucks in the U.S., and the usurper promised that the U.S. will be a full partner, public-private partnership, a full partner with Mexico in the battle against drug cartels. At which point, his nose grew 3.5 inches, and he had to hire a woodcutter from Geppetto's shop to come and lop it off. He also pledged that deliveries of equipment to help Mexico combat the drug trade will be accelerated. What is this equipment he's promising? Military hardware? That ought to make his masters at the military industrial complex really happy. He pledged the deliveries of equipment to help Mexico. What'll this be? Something for a little bit, another bone being thrown over to Intel? Maybe something thrown over to Bill Gates, a little bit of Microsoft, some HP computers loaded up with some new software. The usurper said the U.S. accepts our share of responsibility for the violence between drug gangs that claimed the lives of 15,000 Mexicans last year. Accepts our share of responsibility. He does. Don't speak for me, Bubba. We stepped up enforcement, he said. We're putting more and more resources into this. right out of the muckraker, Gustavus Meyer's book, we found the words, you know, if their lips are moving, they're lying. If they're quiet, they're stealing. All right? If their lips are moving, they're lying. If they're silent, they're stealing. Obviously, the usurper's lips were moving. He must have been lying. Well, he wants to find ways of sealing ports of entry. Now, you need to know what a seal is to really grasp what was being said there at a higher level. Sealing those ports of entry. You remember those wax seals? Did you ever have a signet ring? You know, when you seal a container coming out of China, all right, they seal it in China. It travels over the land bridge, the mini land bridge. It goes across, it's on the container vessels, it's transported across the seas under admiralty and maritime, comes on shore in these intermodal locations, travels on the mini land bridge across to whatever destination is, comes to that port of entry, and then and then only do they break the seals. And as Vicki Davis has been talking about, Governor Otter, okay? Governor Otter. And they're saying that on this 35,000 acres of land, could be as little as 10,000, maybe as much as 35,000 acres of land, these cargo containers are seldom inspected. And they can come in and they can sit back in there and sit unopened, unsealed, until whenever the day is necessary to open it. Here's the article, finally opened. 35,860 Chinese nationals evacuated from Libya, all back home. All back home. I guess China's their home. What were they doing in Libya? I don't know. Just an idea. You ever heard of this by any chance? Heard a little bit of a broadcast on Friday evening in regards to PremierRadio.com. You might just type it into your browser, PremierRadio.com. Have you ever wondered how all of these Clear Channel, you know, mainstream radio stations always seem to sound so much the same? Who's behind all that? Well, here's a site. It's Premier Networks, okay? I'm on one of the pages, News Talk Service. This is some of the things that I could get for this broadcast. Really spark it up. Maybe I could increase the number of listeners. Audio clipboard. The audio clipboard is a morning radio's home for audio. It's always ready with thousands of searchable online audio files featuring the hottest TV shows, celebrity interviews, movie clips, special events, sound effects, and parodies, plus movie and commercial drops from the 60s through the 90s. Wow, audio clipboard. I can just pay the money. Got a lot of money to pay for it. And sign up. Here's another one. Bentstown Branding. From the city that brings you the illustrious Mercedes-Benz comes the luxury class of audio imaging services, Bentstown Branding. Sign up, pay through the nose, and you can have that. Bentstown Imaging Group. Bentstown Imaging Group is a brand new service created by the innovative forces that brought you BentstownBranding.com and Bentstown VoiceOver Group. VoiceOvers, remember my opening broadcast of Thomas, Jeff Thomas? Is doing the voice there. He's doing a voiceover. He calls that, that's called a dry bed, and then you put music under it. You can change the music and keep the dry bed. Voiceover. All right. Here's another one. Big Champagne Online Media Measurement. Big Champagne Online Media Measurement is a leading provider of information about online media consumption and the analytic tools for measuring the impact of marketing impressions online and off. Wow. Think it's big business? You better believe it. Bitboard. With over 350 shows on three market-exclusive boards, Bitboards is the largest sharing network of the most talented and creative morning shows in the country. In addition to the daily prep, there are hundreds of pages of stunts, bits, phoners, interviews, celebrity contacts, and games. Bitboard. Phoners. Curious. What is this? Phoners. I wonder if they have any chatters in there. Maybe they do. Maybe Bitboard can provide me with chatters, too. Or maybe they could provide someone else for chatters for a fee. And phoners as well. Sometimes we wonder about those phoners and those chatters. All right? But what's really interesting is that they also have Premier On Call. That's right. Premier On Call. Out of a job? Need a job? Want some work? Like talk radio? Hey, why don't you work for Premier On Call? They'll send you out a script. They'll send you out all the contact information, and they'll notify the producers that you're part of the on-call program. And you can call into this broadcast or any other broadcast, and you can come in with the perfect talking points, either to support or attack the host, and get paid $40 an hour to do it. I wonder if we have any premier on-call people waiting in the wings. Well, if you do, this is necessary. You can have the Bomb Squad. Drop the bomb on your competition. Bomb Squad is the custom music service designed to draw your listeners in and blow your competition out. And of course, then they have the brown bag here, Firepower Reloaded. Classic rock listeners are passionate about the format and demand authenticity. Big, bold, dynamic, all the traits you want in an imaging services for news, talk, sports, radio. Wonder how it happens, huh? Why you turn away from the FM? Why you turn away from conventional AM? Why you get away from Clear Channel? Man, you're getting zoomed. They got you wired. They got the think tank on you continuously in this process. Well, here's a little bit more about Rush Limbaugh. Now, I'll be honest. I've only heard Rush Limbaugh for maybe 15 or 20 minutes. I was in a pawn shop. I admit it. I was in a pawn shop. I was looking for gold and silver coins. They didn't have any, but they had some handguns, and I was looking at them. And on the radio, they were playing Rush Limbaugh. Well, here's an article, rather interesting, by NewsGatherer.com. Do Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity use paid actors for call-ins? Question mark. This article by Areno Berkeley, rather old June 17, 2010 article. A new story is out that suggests the parent company of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity's radio shows, and that would be Premier, by the way, have used paid actors to call into their programs. The company, Premier Radio Networks, may have been paying people to call in for years, a practice many decry as dishonest. And you just thought everybody loved Rush, right? Sucker, sucker. The agency's website does not explicitly state that it hires actors for these purposes. Blah, blah. However, it clearly indicates it's parts of the network's scheme. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So you really have to be slithful and back around to get into this on the Premier Radio Network's website, premierradio.com, premierradionetwork.com. But if you get in and find it in there, as I did last night, and I just wish I'd have done a screen capture or something like that. I'm not very adept at that sort of stuff. That's a little bit beyond my pay grade. But nevertheless, had I only done that, I wouldn't have been frustrated this morning, unable to open that page again. But anyway, you can just type into your browser, Premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E, on call, okay, just like it sounds, Premier, with an extra E on the end there, P-R-E-M-I-E-R-E, on call. Probably do it up in, Web Ferret or Scroogle or Dogpile or whatever web browser you use. And then when you get there, you'll just see a page. It's kind of like a redirect. But I was able to get in and get some of the details about this. But, boy, like I said, I just really shoot myself in the foot sometimes by not cut, copy, and paste or printing them out. But the agency, let's see, the leak reveals that the parent company uses a talent agency called Premier On Call. Hey, think you got what it takes to be a frequent caller on radio? Can you read a script? Can you stand abuse? Well, maybe this is for you. To hire actors to call in with fake stories and opinions. You ever heard that? You know, if you listen to a radio broadcast, you hear somebody come in, poison the well, you know, the guy's trying to talk about trust or something like that, and some bonehead jumps in and talks about Judaism as a race, all right, and he hangs up, you know, and then the rest of the broadcast is that kind of calls coming behind him. It can work both ways. You hire the actor to throw out the opposition, and then you back him up with five more actors that come in, and it just takes the entire broadcast away. You ever notice that? It can happen that way. It can go that way with chemtrails, too, or aliens or reptiles or you name it. It's all there. It's all there. And especially if it helps to build ratings. Then YouTube can blow up on air. YouTube can argue knowing that you'll never lose the argument because you have the script in front of you. YouTube can cry on cue, right? Yeah. The leak reveals again that the parent company uses a talent agency called Premiere Online to hire actors to call in with fake stories and opinions. I started listening to shortwave radio, Gulf War I, monitoring all this stuff, and found talk radio at that point in my life. Never turned away from it. But I think I've heard just about every stunt gig that goes down the pike. And I can recognize a lot of the voices, too, by the way. I have a pretty good ear for voices. But it's kind of amazing. The agency's website does not explicitly state it hires actors for these purposes. Its website, however, clearly indicates it is a part of the Premier Radio Network, which employs Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and a number, and I would say quite a number, of other radio talk shows like Glenn Beck, The Jesus Christ Show, and Steve Harvey. Industry insiders have been saying for years that radio shows regularly screen their callers to ensure quality and integrity. And they also screen their callers from time to time to keep out tards. I might do it myself. Some professionals, however, decry the practice of astroturfing. Yeah. And some people beg for callers, too. A method used by political organizations to blank the media with fake opinions and stories to give a false sense of reality. Remember that Hasbara manual we talked about some weeks ago? The Hasbara, H-A-S-B-A-R-A manual. You might type it into your browser and see if you can get it to come up. All right? And then you, too, can learn how to be offended. And come on with all the right things to say. You can be offended with that hate speech. Right? Industry insiders have been saying for years, blah, blah, blah. In this day and age when the fairness doctrine is but a faint memory, the truth has been bound and gagged, shoved into a box in a dusty corner where its muffled yelps and barely audible in favor of the loud and flashy three-ring circus of sensationalistic half-truths and lies. Which is why I pointed your direction to those journalism articles for a few days, so that maybe we could take the time necessary to find out more about what is journalism and what is not journalism. Understand the difference between the writing of a whistleblower like Gustavus Myers and some of the propagandists that I think might even write for Bloomberg. What is becoming of the media? Neither side is innocent of the venom spewing. Yes, that's true. Neither side seems capable of broadcasting pure, unadulterated news anymore. Can anyone find pure, unadulterated news anymore? Tell me the source, please. The American public is bored with straight newsmen. Walter Cronkite would never survive in today's newsroom. No, he probably wouldn't. He'd get his pay stub and shown the side door. With news, radio, and talk show hosts discussing serious matters like the economy, national security, and education, people cannot afford to allow companies like Premier Radio Networks to pay actors to call in with fake stories in order to skew public opinion. So the next time you hear one of these chatters, callers, or whatever, coming in and taking everything 180 degrees out, maybe you need to ask yourself, is this a profession? Is this a paid actor? Or is this somebody that's genuine? Is this someone that's sincere? Is this someone that you can enter into a meaningful discussion with? Or is this someone that has not just an agenda, but a paycheck and a script? I think as we move forward, we're going to need to become wiser and wiser and wiser. As some people have said, you know, if you start to take flack, you know you're over the target. Not always, not necessarily. Truth is one of those elusive things. You might think you have the truth, but greater research and study will find it different. You change your mind. Hopefully you could change your mind. We talked about it in the past, voluntary ignorance, and it's almost parallel, synonymously, willful oblivion, voluntarily ignorant about something. Oh, don't show me that. Don't tell me about that. I don't want to see those clips. I don't want to see that news. Don't tell me that. It upsets my paradigm. How can you come out and make such a bold statement that you want to abolish the established two-party political system? My God, what do? We need to have Republicans and Democrats. If it wasn't for the Republicans, the Democrats would take over. If it wasn't for the Democrats, the Republicans would take over. And then the Muslim Brotherhood would take over. And then God only knows what will happen next. Then it'll be the communists or something. You know? What happens when you get involved with belief systems and you start asking people to check their belief systems? You know, in the middle of every belief is a lie. B-E-L-I-E-F. In the middle of every belief system, there's a lie. Have you checked out the veracity, the truth of the things you're holding dear? It can be earth-shaking. You know, you've heard about it. People waking up. You know, they come startled out of their sleep, out of their slumber. And then you've heard it over and over again. Can you handle the truth? Some people can't handle the truth. You wind up swinging in the hall closet or something, or drunk like a Bowery bum in the backyard, or up on some kind of drugs, pulling triggers in a Safeway parking lot. Some people can't handle the truth. It's a little bit too much for them. But I guess on this, there's nothing universal. There's always going to be 3-5% of the people that are leaders at any one time, and there's going to be somewhere between 95 to 97% of the people that are going to be followers. There are some people that if you've got a good idea and it sounds right, boy, they'll just follow you right along. There's a difference between lying and storytelling. Go into that another time. Certainly, liars, cheats, and thieves rank at the top of my bad boy list. But when you boil them all down, it comes down to one. They're just lying. Pathological or otherwise, psychopathic or otherwise. So what do you get when you watch a Limbaugh presentation or a Bullhorn Boy presentation? What are you really getting? Are you getting any truth out of any of that? You can jump from website to website to website, but if you're running from blog to blog to blog, you've got more work to do than you'll ever know. Careful what you just read. William Cooper used to say, read anything, listen to anyone, watch anything, but believe nothing until you verify it in your own research. Check things out. Fella called into a broadcast yesterday. He was talking about, well, man, there's so many dual citizens. You know, it's unbelievable. There's so many dual Israeli citizens in our government. It's unbelievable. The host just tore him one side up the other. So I just sat down at my computer and typed it in. Dual citizenship, U.S., federal elections. And voila. Page after page after page after page of lists come up. I mean, how much proof do you need? How much evidence do you want? It's staggering. But I guess some people would rather hold their beliefs than to espouse the truth. Well, we're all out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years.
He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.